Okay, let's begin, guys. We got a lot to do today. Tyson and we're working every day.
Let's go some learning.
Privilege for learning, baby. You have to realize the privilege. Sunday morning, I'm proud of you guys. Get there early. This is a message. Come on. So I'm just going to start. Coming up to high pressure. Knowing what it means. Knowing the cashews of failure. And knowing what it is. Let's begin. I want to talk about the principle. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but there's a few guys I heard that are getting married in Hanukkah. Is that a breach of the principle of Ein Marvin Simchum Simcha? And what is that principle all about? You're not supposed to mix one simcha with another. So let's investigate the topic of Ein Marvin Simchum Simcha. We can start on like layers, but I want to move to this topic. Because we have to start with Hanukkah real soon, guys. But I want to discuss this topic, which came up. Getting married on Hanukkah was a breach of Ein Marvin Simchum Simcha. So let's start. Where's the Mokr and Shas? Moed Kotan Daf Chesamid Beis. You're not allowed to get married in Chol Hamoed. Getting married is a Simcha. Chol Hamoed is a Simcha. Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. You're not allowed to mix Simchas. Farish Gemara. What's the reason for it? So Tosfos says the reason for it is because you can't concentrate properly. You ever heard of the principle of Ein Os Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas? Fush, Lein Mamish. Ein Os Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas. You're not supposed to make mitzvahs in the packages. Normally, the Rashbam says you're not allowed to kill two birds with one stone. Make mitzvahs look like packages, like it's a burden for you to do mitzvahs. This is going by Kotin Chesim is a Ruben Hasbro. It means you don't have the proper kavanah. Devote concentration to one mitzvah, then devote concentration to a second mitzvah. You follow me? You don't do it at the same time. How are you going to do that? Is this the arise of the Obama? So Ramban on the Pasuk seems to say that it's a smach, it's korma and tayr, so it's the Obama. The Ramban on the Pasuk, Malay Shru is also. It's a partial. What does Malay Shru is also mean? Work 7 years for one, and then 7 years for the other wife. Right, Rachel and Leah. So the Ramban seems to say it's only the Obama. Place him where he comes and says it's just a custom. When you see that motion, it's just a custom. What do you think that means? The Raisa the Rabbonot. The Raisa. So it seems like it's Machlis from Ban places where the Ein Marvin Simchum Simcha is the Raisa the Rabbonot. So if you look in the Rambam has an amazing kiddush. Rambam writes a man can marry many women on the same day. Yes? He can marry many women on the same day. I don't know if that's a good plan, right? But before Karen Ravina Gershon, Rambam says a person can marry many women one day and you say one Birkas Chasayim for everyone. Yes? However, there's a concept called Yemei Simcha. Are you familiar with that? Where Yemei Simcha is? Yemei Simcha is you can't go to work. So let's say he's marrying five women on one day. So you can say one Shabbat Brachos for all of them. Yes? But he has to take off 5 weeks of vacation. He has to dedicate. He's marrying a Besula. Five Besulas. He's got to what? He's got to have 35 days off. 7 days devoted to each woman is a Besula. You follow this? So therefore, we assume the halacha of Ein Marvin Simchum Simcha. Good morning, Benji. It's on Nisuin. It's a din of Nisuin, the mice. But what about Kedushin? What's the din of Kedushin? Kedushin, you could do it because why? Because you don't want anyone else to take her. So we find that there's a halacha that when it comes to Erusin, you're allowed to get married any day of the week, even Tisha B'Av, Baby Yom Ben Belaila. Kedushin's fine, but you can't do Nisuin, not on Friday or not on Sunday, because the general will come to full Shabbos. That was Bisman, you know, the Gemara. I have a lot of people get married on Sundays now. How much more so is it also get married on Shabbos? There has been a time that Chuba says they did a lot of Kedusha on Shabbos, but we didn't even pass by Allah Lamaisa. So but it's a tzach mitzvah. So we don't allow it. He says, who wasn't more of that Lamaisa? Even Chol Hamoed, you can't do Nisuin. Ein Marvin Simchum Simcha, because Malei Shu is also. But other than Zimut Lisa and Chol Yom Shiyirtze, as long as you have 3 days to get ready for the Suda. So I'm going to discuss more on Lamaisa, a little bit more. about this topic of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, or Mice. Okay? We assume a lot of guys being married on Chanukah is not a problem. Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. We don't assume it's a problem. A lot of Mice, because it's not a Yom Kippur. It's not a Yom Kippur in that sense. Or really not also Simcha either. So it's a Simcha on Hallow. There is on Chanukah. There is on Chanukah, but not fully blown. It's not this Nisim Halacha. So this is this concept of Ein Nosim Noshim Halacha L'Maisa. Okay. Now, what about saying Kiddush Levana on Shabbos Yom Tov? Some people don't say it because Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. It's interesting, no? But they don't do that Halacha L'Maisa. Now, I like to find a psak about the Chanukah and the Feirish L'Maisa. But we say it's okay. It's not considered to be a problem. I'm not finding where it's the fairies, but we assume it's not a problem. We're allowed to get married on Purim also. It's not considered a problem. Ain't Marvin Simcha B'Simcha either. Halacha L'Maisa. So. Rosh Chodesh is not similar to Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, similar to Rosh Chodesh as well. Halacha L'Maisa. So. It's interesting, Lamaisa. For example, what about place of my cousin? What about a Sunnis Bris Mila? Is that Mutri Hill Holomoy? Yes. There's no Simcha by a. Why is there no Simcha by a Bris? Because you don't say Simcha Bamono by the benching. You know what Simcha Bamono is? You know when you bench, you ever been to the Shalom Brothers? You say Simcha Bamono? You don't say that by a Bris because you're sorry to the baby. Or because it's his Kavua's man, so you weren't able to what? You got to do it on the 8th day. You're not going to control that. What about a Sunnis Kinnah Ben? Is that allowed in Dona Kolomoy? Right? I understand it's not in Kabul, but it's Rosh Man. So it's interesting. It says, B'chag, B'chagav, lo b'ishtacho. If I don't have of Simcha B'Simcha, so I consider it to be a Simcha unless it's a Simcha B'Simcha. See, anything short of that is considered to be okay. Allah Kolomaisa. You understand what I'm saying? Because you're mixing your own personal simcha on a simcha of yontif. And that's only if it's a personal simcha that it warrants a suda. If it doesn't warrant a suda, then it's okay. Halacha L'Maisa. Okay? That comes out from this din. And as I said, I get trouble someone to get the Tal Mishnah Berurah and Chelek Vav. I get the Chelek Vav, the Maisa Mishnah Berurah. This is what we assume, Halacha L'Maisa. So I want you to get this din. Yes, go ahead.
For that, so like making a
seum
and having a
sinus
or not,
an issue,
but
yes. Uh-huh. You mean a
cholamoid
to do a seum?
Yeah, or
yeah. Why is that not a problem? That's a Suda's mitzvah though, no? Thank you very much. That's a Suda's mitzvah, isn't it? Why is it not a problem? Everyone does it though. Why is it not a problem? Benji was asking what about doing a seum on Shabbos or on Yom Tov? To be an assumed of this, right? Assumed believe suited. It's to be an assumed, we said. That's what we said, no? That's to be a suited. It's not a suited. Oh, Khashivi is simple suited to sue and billbot. This is what we assume. Place the system one cotton. And I mean anything short of a suited to sue. Let me show you the two halachas. It says in Hukos Purim. Thank you, Eliezer. It says, I'm Purim in the region of Washington. Are you allowed to get married on Purim? Some people are complaining to me that they didn't want to, you know, why do people have to make a wedding on Hanukkah? You know, the whole shower with the candles. We'll get to that when we do Hilas Hanukkah. I said that shouldn't be your attitude for them. You should be happy for them. On the other hand, though, I understand why they're fetching about it. It's Beferish and Simon Tufri, Sadi Bov, Sifei, Mutter, Lisa, Isha, Bepurim. Mutter, get married on Purim. Why? I read you the Mr. Brewer. Here we don't call Purim a chag. You follow me? Mashenkin the Purim. Purim's not called a chag. Really, you should do the chuppah on Tainus Esther and do the Suda at night. I ain't Shari Chubish. We're going to say the Pasha Minute of the Lomar Kadash Shukhanara. Come in by you can manage have a flat out marriage on Purim. Shenachin Yosef also spoke to Sofyom. She's doing it at the end of the day though of Purim day. The suit is Purim Yasin the Karm. Do the Purim suit earlier and then do the wedding later. But it's Beferish. I'm wondering if it says that the favor is by Hanukkah. I don't remember if the favor is by Hanukkah, but maybe it's, you know, it'll be a kosher candle by Sunday. I'll look there, you know. There is a Ramah that you're supposed to, you know, there's no, I'll tell you what the board is. I'll tell you the board. I'll tell you a kosher candle.
Why is it a kosher candle?
Because on Purim is a chiyuv suda. Hanukkah is a chiyuv suda. The only way you can make a serious mitzvah on Hanukkah is if you spiritualize by seeing these mirrors, which we'll do when we have it. Responsibility. Get it ready. We had Wednesday. Remember the Wednesday you have to put it in. For the 11th. Or Wednesday. And this Wednesday I'm sponsoring for my two launches. Wow. Close proximity to one another. But you understand my kosher game? By Purim is a chiyuv suda, I still allow it. To get married on Purim.
It's not a breach of Samachta v'Hagefa of Lobi Yishtecha. So how much worse on Purim when there's no Chiyuv Suda? You follow me?
You can spiritualize it. What's my Raya? The Ramah quotes in my Rama Rittenberg. How do you know there's no Chiyuv Suda on Hanukkah? It's a beautiful vort. It's a good way to remember it, guys. Because they didn't try to kill us physically. On Purim, they tried to kill us physically, it says the Rama Rittenberg. So we have a physical mitzvah of eating. You follow me?
But the mice on Hanukkah, they try to destroy it spiritually. Therefore, there's no chiyuv suda. Follow John the Linder? And therefore, what? Therefore, there's no chiyuv. If you spiritualize the meal, then it becomes a mitzvah. So I'm saying a culture. Shacharach doesn't mean the rights what they get married on Hanukkah. We'll have to talk about how you like, but this is the finish I want to bring out to you. It really comes from Malay Shua's oath. This is in the parsha, you know. I don't know if you do the Shabbat, but it said, you know, fulfill your week, fulfill your 7 years for who? For Rachel, and do for Leah, and you can't institute. So that's the halacha of Ein Marvin Simcha Simcha. It's very, very interesting halacha that comes up. Okay, we get started. I want to finish up now. We've got a good Seder, we've got a lot to do. We get started like this Nair, so I want to get to it, because Amakas Neirus is always a bias. Women took upon themselves because of the sin of Chava, but there are many scenarios, guys, where the men have to what do Amakas Neirus, and it's really a focus of bias, and they have to take it upon themselves. They're serious about it, and I want to make sure that you have to do it on certain places. Okay? Men have to do it sometimes. Local Hamas, they say the first shot is after the woman gave birth. She was too weak to do it, so the man had to do it in the house. So the woman is away. The house has to have it. So this is what I want to talk about. Even though a woman, what is my job from the snares? Familiar with this? Yeshua writes, Race Sam of Kimmel Sifkot Yud Beis. I'm supposed to set up the cameras. Did you know that? You knew the mirror. We knew we married, you know. No? You do it? You should start setting it up. I didn't do it also because I didn't know the dinner. But the man's supposed to put the candles in with the aluminum stuff. He's supposed to get it ready. The fairs we should do is some race time at him a sip on your base. Even though the woman lights and says the welcome to come from Tosha, you should talk to the man's corner muffin. Okay? Now, there's an Indian that someone's a rug over the nearest Hanukkah. And in their Shabbos, we'll have Zohar and Bunim and Kamba Kapam. To grasp and to the motor system. Are you familiar with this halacha? What if a woman forgot the light? You ever heard about this? You know, the Shulchan Aruch says there's a penalty put upon her. She's got to add an extra candle for the rest of her life. Did you hear that? The meaning is you light two candles, Zohar, one for Zohar, one for Shomer. Then many people have a meaning to add on a candle for each kid that they have. But if you forgot the light, it's a serious thing. There was a knas made upon you. Shulchan Aruch says you have to add an extra candle for the rest of your life. Now, if someone was sick, it's different. It's a whole question about what that means for God. But I don't know if they were negligent about it. And sometimes get the shiver. Now, do you guys know how to light with the bracha? Very important. I remember being in the dorm here when I was your guy's age. How do you do it like his neighbors? They always used to say the gabbai would light in the dining room for us. How does that relate to your room? I mean, come on. If you're in work and they light in the cafeteria, come on. How does that relate to you? It's not near. It's a totally different building.
know, but the Makarim is not the empty. The Malkus Zuri is sleeping. Now up on the radio. A lot of people think that's not right. You should try when you come back. Let's say you're staying at someone's home. You should light by wherever you're sleeping, not being there. You light there. When you come back, you should try to have a mezainis by the light. If it's still lit. If it's still lit, you should try to come back and be there. So, it's interesting. I don't know if they still have this anymore. They still have sinks in the rooms. So they used to, there's a light there. So you can put the light on without a bracha, l'shem kavod Shabbos. It didn't disturb me. They gave electric or nightly, that's good. Chaim says electric's good as well. But I remember they used to turn on before Shabbos, before I went to Midrash, and it wasn't light enough. It was like at the end of the room, so it was still dark in the room, so you could still sleep. And that's what I would do to fulfill the mitzvah. Question, I don't think it was fluorescent. I think it was a light bulb. Fluorescent, maybe not Yotze. Now it's fluorescent, the one over the sink? Are you sure?
It's a bar light.
What do you mean by a bar light?
It's like
a instead of it being like... Oh, really? It used to be a bulb, I think. It used to be a bar, I think. All right, let's continue upon this. Halacha l'maisa, it really should work into the light, into the evening, but the least it should work is into the suda. You know what I mean? Because what is the purpose? If I ask you, what's the makor of a lucky Thanos Friday night? Does anyone know the makor? Can't hear you. That's the svar, but where is, you know the pasuk? There's a pasuk in Eifa. Tiznach Mishalom Nafshi. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kafei Mbeis, quotes a pasuk in Mishlei. It says, there is a Shalom bias. Because if people trip over things and they don't see, you're going to get in fights. So how do we say the bracha? So some say the bracha before you light, which at first glance is very problematic, no? Because one might think that when you say the bracha, you're being a Kabbal Shabbos, and then you go ahead and do what? Strike a match? That's a full Shabbos, no? But Yeshomim say, you say the bracha before the Hablaka. Others say you say the bracha after the halakha. So what that means is, even the shita that says you say the bracha before the halakha, I think he's saying you actually say the bracha before the halakha. Now does it mean that the flame has been struck already? So the reason why we say the bracha after the halakha, and that's why they cover their eyes. You ever saw that? Because they don't want to get hung up. They light the candle, cover their eyes, yes? Then say the bracha and then open their eyes to make an Olam HaSiyasa. Why is it Olam HaSiyasa? They lit before the bracha. No, because they didn't get Hana from it. So in order to make Olam HaSiyasa, they don't get Hana until after the bracha. So they put their hand over their, they put their hand in front of the candle, after the bracha, or in front of their eyes, and then they say the bracha, and then they remove their hand. You follow me? It's hard to say you say the bracha and then strike the match. But for me, that's full Shabbos. Okay. Now, let's continue a little bit. The Ramah writes, the minig is that with her Avakas Meir, she's the Kabbal Shabbos. Now, there is a notion making it tonight. Better for the woman to dab mincha before. Once she's the Kabbal Shabbos, she can't dab mincha unless she makes it tonight. So the best bet is to put the candles where Makkos are leaking, not to light them and move them around. They should be in the place where they're at. And to light with electric candles in a hospital, you can even see a bracha on it, a couple of mice. Now, you have to, you can't light in the room because it's illegal, but you can do the electric. And if you're a guest that doesn't have a special room in the house, the din is that it should be shot to the Kutu. You give a few nickels, we'll talk about when we get to Hanukkah, give it a few nickels to the person staying by, and then you could light the neighbors like that, a lot of mice. So that's a very interesting din that comes up, but, or you could light in your own room if you wanted to, if you're not eating there, or you could light there, but it's always best to light, you can light there, a lot of mice. Without lighting for a man in the house, the mice, wherever you are on the Kura, the problem is in a hotel when you do it. You have to rely on the lecture in order to fulfill it. But it's an important mitzvah. And you should know, it's not just upon a woman. It's upon a man, too. And do they tell you in the dorms how you should do it? Guess they give you this electric light now, honey. You know, so guys do that, and that won't keep you off, will it? Won't keep you off, will it? No. That's how you fulfill the mitzvah. It's a very fascinating thing. I'll be alone. Okay? So, we should keep this in mind and realize that it's a chiyuv. I look at the mice. It's a chiyuv to make sure that we do it properly. And the three sins that a woman dies from the childbirth, one of them is not careful nida, not careful cow, not careful among his neighbors. The fact that he dies, dafka b'shas ben basim, because it's man sakana. We have to be careful about this, a lot more nicer. And ask Shiloh's about it, make sure that we know we just feed on the wood. Never light neighbors after his man tosefa Shabbos. And the minute is to do 18 minutes or 20. 18 or 20, you shall only do 40. Before when? Before when? What? You guys got to know this. Before when? Shkia, sunset. Right, there was in 2000, when the New York Times, 2000, January 1st, they had what would be 2001, January 1st. The Goy did this. You know what was on there? The New York Times, you know, they used to do when the Jews were in life. And that was on the
2100, January 1, it was there. At least that there, they were right? You know, that was for retired people. And you see, that was the staple, you know what I mean? It's an important thing, so we got to make sure we get the women to life, very important mitzvah. And we know that even I'm from the women to life, but to be a mitzvah, to be able to do, it gets people started. One of the guys in my shul, was a attorney for Trump's daughter. He's Jewish, she converted. So he was her attorney. So he was working for her late on a Friday afternoon, and she said she's got to stop, she's got to get ready to let the Shabbos go. Yeah. Well, she said, "Good, I'm done for work. I'm done." So well, Mike said, that's important to him, we have to keep it in mind. This same guy asked me a child the other day. He had a court case, so I wanted to know if he could be on Zoom. I said, not after Shkia. He said, I'm not doing anything. I said, I don't care. You can't go after Shkia. He said, then you think God before 400. He was asking me, he was pushing this. Huh? Shabbos, 2022. That's a nice little word. He said that he was in the Virgin Islands once. I guess in the Virgin Islands, people do business there for tax purposes. I don't know why, it's owned by America. So there's a federal court there. There's a federal court there, bankruptcy court there. It's only federal court, only court there for the Virgin Islands. He had to stay there for jobs. So he said he had a head there, and he could stay in the courtroom and just continue to speak for his client from a big order. From the Commonwealth. From the Commonwealth. I said, I don't agree with him. Who am I? I said, I don't give a shit. There's a lot of money to run out here. Could be millions of dollars. Victory is not the gashmas, right? What did Yaakov say in the parsha? Nasiri lechem lechem v'beged lebosh. That's obvious for Yaakov says. I don't eat clothes. I don't wear bread. Why did it say beged? Why did it say lechem lechem v'beged lebosh? Isn't it obvious? He was trying to say, I just want enough money. I don't need to be a billionaire. I want enough money to be part of the family, to stock up. You don't have to have billions, okay? You don't have to have billions. You have to get more money. Pushing it again. Yesterday, I said, no. I said, did you have to do it? He said, no. I said, you see? I said, because you asked the Shiloh. I said, well, you didn't have to come up with it. It had to be long before 4. See, sometimes we have this fellow that asked the Shiloh, this new come up, this big come up, doesn't know. Sometimes you have to know that guys are asking for shadows. It's not good to give this guy a husband. He's a great guy, don't get me wrong. He's always pushing the envelope, you know what I mean? This guy's always pushing the envelope. This guy, if this Kamakoff would have known about the guy, if I would have told him, he never would have told him.
leave the money on the table. That's it.
That's all.
Whatever it is.
I don't care how much
money you pay in
the hall.
Okay? I'm walking. That thing is easy.
This is not long.
Okay, we'll stop here again. Let me photocopy. I have the Marmoset right here. Okay? Let me photocopy.